Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, Tebow, and tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that it's going down on the show on today. I hope you came expecting a word from the Lord, because guess what? That's just what you're going to get, a word from the Lord. I'm out of the way. My flesh is gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want God to use me in a mighty way, and that's just what's going to happen. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. I want to encourage you, amen, to listen in to all the shows that come on each and every day. Glory to God. And tune in to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Come with a level of expectation that you've never had before. Some just come with a level, but come with a level of expectation. You know, you can come with a level, yes, but if you have greater expectations for God to move, then he's going to move. Glory to God, and he's going to move in a mighty way. He's going to move in his own way, not the way you want him to move, but he's going to move in the way that he sees fit to for his people. Glory to God, and amen. So we're going to go ahead with our announcements. With all that being said, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Because Elder walked the dog up and down the stage, good God Almighty, and she brought it back, turned it around, and walked him again. Elder said, I ain't going to let you go. Hallelujah. She said, like Jacob, amen, I ain't going to let you go. As he wrestled with the angels, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Elder held on, and good God Almighty, she prayed the house down. I always say, go ahead, Elder, take us to the mountaintop. Glory to God. And if you missed it, it was Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Now, if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand, because it's just awesome, awesome, awesome show. Okay, let's move on down just a little bit further. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I want you to go ahead and tell your neighbors we are on now live on live radio. Whether you're listening on by phone or by web, it's going down. A word from the Lord in season. Glory to God. And the next Hour of Power would be none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure after you get off my show, Prophetic Corner, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and then you can go on to hear Minister Elaine, amen, on the next Hour of Power. And then if you move on up on Tuesday, we have Wild Radio. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse of Wow Radio. The reason we say it's so wow, because guess what? Amen. So when God uses them in a mighty way, my God, you ought to be feeling pretty good whenever you leave that show. Glory to God. Remember, they always give you the word. The word is always coming forth. Glory to God. So I encourage you to listen on Tuesday night to Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, then hook up with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go on Facebook and you can inbox them and let them know what the need may be. And guess what? They will get back with you. Glory to God. They will return your message. I can guarantee that. They will return your message. So if you want to get in contact with them, just go ahead and hook up on Facebook, and they will get back with you. And I encourage all my listeners, and whether you're listening by radio, by phone, by web, whatever, I encourage you to listen, glory to God, and become a partner with us. Glory to God. And in partnering, you will receive many, 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 many perks. We only ask $25 or more. know, God is moving, so don't miss his move. Each and every time you come to a show to listen, you need to expect God to move in your life. Hallelujah. Because we are in the last and evil days, and the days are getting evil, glory to God. And we need the word to help carry all of us through, not some, all of us through. Hallelujah. But if you're one of those people that say, you know, oh, everything is fine, everything is well, all is well, glory to God. All is well with thy soul. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But every now and then, you're going to need some prayer. Hallelujah. So if there's something that's really bothering you or something that you say, I just can't see this thing, I just can't seem to get it moved, then this is what you need to do. Hook up, glory to God, and get your prayer needs met. Because the shows, all of them are open for you to come in and you know, and get your prayer needs met. Hallelujah. But I'm encouraging you to make sure that you hook up and join and go ahead and become partner with only $25 or more. Amen. With all that being said, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to open the line up. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 to come in. You don't have to tell me your name, but just tell me what area you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all you have to say. You don't tell me all your business, glory to God. If you need more, then you can go and reach us on Facebook because we don't want, you know, everybody. This is live radio and everyone can hear what you're saying. So if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Nobody's pressed the 1. Well, we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we humble ourselves on today, Lord God, to hear your word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to answer every prayer request, Lord God, whether it's on the phone, Lord God, and whether it's by way of, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, you're everywhere that we need you to be, oh Lord. You're always there and you're never late and you're always right on time, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We bind every hindering spirit, Lord God, that's stopping those who want prayer to get prayer, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to take the shackles off them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them know that you're there. You've never lost a case. You're there all the time. You are God that don't sleep and never slumbers. You are there every time they need you, every time you call. You're there, oh God. You're there all the time. Now, although it seems like the burdens might get too heavy, you're still there all the time. All they got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and you will answer. You'll answer them by and by. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we ask you, God, to heal those who are hurting on today, those who have lost loved ones, Lord God, in the storms, those who have lost loved ones, Lord God, for sickness, Lord God, or whatever reason you call them home, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to give them the comfort, give them the peace, give them the love, give them the joy that they need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know everything, Lord God, it comes only, Lord God, through you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your word as it come forth, Lord God, to heal those that are brokenhearted, Lord God, to mend those that need mending in the places, Lord, in which people can't reach, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and God is still in the miracle-working business. You know, I don't know why people think that God is not doing any miracles now, glory to God. If you read over in the Matthews, you know, in the New Testament, you'll see he's still a miracle-working God. The only thing it is, you've got to believe. You know, some say, well, yes, I believe. But do you really, really, truly believe? Hallelujah. Yes, sometimes you might get shaken. That's why you need to go and get some prayer to help you to get back on the track. Hallelujah. My Lord. And get back on that track of where you're believing for God for a miracle, you know, a miracle-working God. That's whom we serve. If you don't think we serve a miracle-working God, look at you now. Hallelujah. Just look at yourself. You woke up this morning. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. Psalm did not wake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just think about it. You spoke to a situation and it didn't happen. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, don't let this happen in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare your word, Lord God. You say your word shall not return to you void. So, Lord, I speak against it right now. I come against every evil spirit. I come against everything that they're trying to do evil against me. So it worked, right? Glory to God. He's still that God right there. He ain't moved. The thing is, we move. But it's okay when you move. Just remember, turn around and get back on track again. Hallelujah. You know, I remember, thank you, Lord, that they preached a word about, you know, getting distracted. You know, this is a season of distraction. You know that. Can you tell? Because when September come in, hallelujah, I don't know about y'all. Hallelujah. But things started to happen, you know. This one started to pull this way, and one person wanted to pull that way, and then things will start to come this way. It started off as being a season of distraction, glory to God, the month of September. So just be careful that you don't get too distracted. You don't get going in the wrong direction. Don't let people lead you down the wrong road, because I see it, hallelujah, and it's happened. And I thank you, Lord God, for showing us that, Lord. So, Father, I'm going to pray against that distraction right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against distractions in the spirit realm, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to stay focused on you, Lord God. Not going to the left, Lord, not to the left, but staying right and focus on the right road. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we call on you because we know you're the peacekeeper. You're the peacemaker, Lord God, and you can keep us on straight street. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind all distracting spirits, all destructing spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against everything that tries to distract us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's people, oh God, whether it's finances, Lord God, whether it's cars, houses, land, man, women, whatever it may be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of destruction in the name of Jesus and cast it into the sea, oh God, of forgetfulness in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we fill it by the blood of the Lamb right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our word on today. I'm going to be reading from chapter 8 of Matthew. Matthew's chapter 8. I'm going to start at the first verse. I'm going to title this message, Miracles Happen for those who believe. You know, you got to believe in the miracle. You got to first believe in God. Believe that he died for our sins. You got to first believe in him. When you believe in him, yes, you can get a miracle. Glory to God. And you know, sometimes, yeah, he said in his word that some things only come out, you know, by fasting and praying. Yes, glory to God. But there are some things, amen, that he healed and it was immediately mean right then. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. Let's get into our message on today. Chapter 8 of Matthew's. I'm starting at the first verse. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes follow him. Look right there. Don't you know they were falling that anointed? But when he came down from that mountain, can you imagine the anointing that was on him? You could tell sometimes when a person has been there with the Lord and labored with the Lord, glory to God. Because you know what? When you go in places and go in stores, then you know people look at you so strange. I said, man, why are they looking so strange? But they can tell that you've been walking with the Lord because they wanted to follow him. And they knew, hallelujah, glory to God, and there were large crowds. It said large crowds in a translation. They wanted to follow him because they knew and they felt that anointing that was on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wasn't just up there. Now, let me help you out with this. When you go in, amen, you go in and shut the door, and you be alone with the Lord. Don't get distracted in this season. Hallelujah. Things are coming. I'm telling you, things are coming to try to distract you, to get you off that path. You know you're on a spiritual warfare, glory to God. You're on a journey. So don't get distracted by those around you. Don't get distracted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you know you're on the right track, then everything will come to try to distract you. Hallelujah. But don't let it distract you now. Let's move on to verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Do you see what I'm saying? Immediately, glory to God, right away, at once, that very minute, instantly, in a flash, no hesitation. That means immediately he was cleansed. Why was he cleansed? Because he believed. He believed that he could do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, heal me. Would you heal me? And guess what? He was cleansed right then. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? He immediately can do some things. Immediately. Hallelujah. Some things, yeah, you have to labor for. Glory to God. Yes, you do. And you know what? It's not that he don't want to give them to you. It just ain't. Sometimes it's not time to have those things. You want more things than you want more Jesus. Then guess what? It ain't going to happen. What's going to happen is he's going to get you ready, hallelujah, prepare you for the things. If you want more men and you want more money, then you want more God. Nah, what he going to do? He's going to let you know to get more me first. And then you can get whatever else stuff you got, because guess what? You won't let that stuff stop you from doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on to 4. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You know what he was saying? Go thy way. Can you imagine? All these people was already around him. Hallelujah. And they was already pulling on his anointing. You know, that's something when you go in places sometime and they're just as dry. They just as dry bone places. Because nobody want the labor. Nobody want to really go through, you know. And see, he had just came down all prayed up, ready, you know what? Hey, glory to God. And all these big crowds are following him. And then he said, go thy way. Don't show yourself to nobody, to the priest, until you get there. Because if he had showed himself, hallelujah, to the people, there's no telling what those people would have did. They would have probably come trying to bombard him and find him, you know. Oh, I'm sick in my body. I'm going to find this man named Jesus so I can get healed, hallelujah. Glory to God. And there was always these sick crowds already around him, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. In other words, there come a centurion. He was looking for him, asking him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. In other words, he was telling him, you know, he was crippled. He was tormented with pain. He couldn't walk. His joints were sore. His joints were hurting because he could not walk. He was telling Jesus about the man, you know, one of his soldiers. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. He said, I'll come make him well. You see, right then, you know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. But, you know, Jesus said, I'm going and I'm going to make him well. But people will say, well, you know what, I pray for you. They ain't going to say, well, I'm going to go over here. I'm coming. I'm coming over there, and I'm going to lay my hands on them, and I'm going to get them healed. Glory to God. Huh? They ain't going to say that sometimes. You know why? Because they ain't prayed up. They don't want to go over there scared. The Spirit is going to jump on. But if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. And if any man be in Christ, you know, the anointing is on you, and you know you're wearing it well. When you go over there, you cast that spirit out. You cast that demonic spirit out. Amen. Don't go over there now and get whooped up. If you ain't been with the Lord, you ain't prayed but one night. Hallelujah. And you ate all the rest of them days. You ain't fasted. You ain't did none of that. Don't go over there, because them spirits going to whoop you. Amen. And send you out of there. I said, who are you? Jesus, I know, but who are you? Get out the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 8. Hallelujah. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, do you think he believed? Yes, he did. He believed. He believed. So he just said, speak the word. You know, sometimes people don't have to go to the houses. You can just speak the word. Hallelujah. The word travels. Prayer travels. Glory to God. If it's the right prayer, you have to be careful. Don't ask everybody to pray for you. Because some ain't praised and hurt with a pup. Glory to God. Just don't do it. You have to be careful. I remember back in the day, amen, when I was on my job, something was wrong with my ears. Hallelujah. And so this girl, you know, she used to talk a good game. Hallelujah. But you'll find out just where people at. She said, you know, she used to talk, well, yeah, I love the Lord. You know, and I'm like, okay, I was young in Christ then. You know, you can't play that now. Hallelujah. So she said, can I pray for you? I said, yeah. I said, go ahead, because I didn't feel well. I was just sick, and I was just staggering around on the job, just trying to make out that day. Glory to God. And when she prayed for me, she put her hands over my ears, and she started speaking in tongues, and she started speaking in a tongue. I don't know what tongue, but it was a tongue. It wasn't the tongue. Okay, and when she started speaking in tongues, glory to God, I kid you not, I got sicker. Hallelujah. I said, hold up, Lord. Wait a minute. What happened? He said, you know what? Blessing and curses can't come from the same mouth. I said, okay, what you saying? See, she was this girl was trying to bless me and pray for me, but then all she was doing, she would curse all the time. Cuss. I'm talking about purity cuss. And he said, I said, okay. I said, so that's what went wrong. So ever since then, on that note, I will not let them do it again. I got to know you. I got to know that I know you. Glory to God. And the Lord has to tell me, okay, this person, you're all right. Let them pray. Hallelujah. Never again. Hallelujah. I was sicker than I was whenever she prayed. But Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm healed. Hallelujah. Let's move on. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this and do that. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And he was saying he ain't found such a greater faith, you know, that these men would listen to what he said and how he was saying that, you know, he believed, you know, just send the word and he'll heal them. He just told Jesus, just speak it. Hallelujah. You know, in these days now, God will lay people on your heart. And the thing about it, what you do is you pray. You know, people sometimes won't pray. Nobody wants to spend their time alone. That's the thing. Everybody think they always got to have a platform. But don't you know your platform begins at home? When you're at home spending time with the Lord and you're nurturing, you know, that spirit, and it's coming up on the inside of you, and you're reading his word and you're praying and you're sitting still and you're asking God to show you who he wants you to pray for. You're nurturing that anointing to raise it up and bring it up even higher. So if he calls you out on a journey, you'll be full and you'll be ready to go out and preach the gospel to the nation. You'll be ready to get up and go and lay hands on them, and they be healed and immediately. Glory to God. But it begins at home in the household. You don't have to be in a church setting. Hallelujah. Like in the church, you go in the church. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I got to go. I need to be in the pulpit roundabout, man. Glory to God. But you got to do it at home so it can come on the outside. So when you go in a grocery store, you see someone who may be lame and they cannot walk. And you know, they are believers, but God is sending you by to lay a hand on them and get them healed and get them set free. Glory to God. You have to begin it at home. Hallelujah. My God. It don't begin on the TV. Hallelujah. It begins at home. It don't begin on the telephone. Hello. What did y'all do last night? Glory to God. Tell me what y'all did. Did y'all go anywhere? You know, did y'all see the game? Oh, my God. We know it's game time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did y'all see the game? Yeah, girl, I watched one game after another. Yeah, man. Did you see all them? Did you see what they did? And them referees called a bad call. Well, what about just giving some of that time to God? Ain't nothing wrong with watching games and nothing like that. None of that. I mean, that's your enjoyment, true. But you got to remember, you can't leave God out. Understand. Thank you, Lord. What I was saying, that's just a distraction. That's a distraction. All those games over and over and over is a distraction. We are people in America, glory to God. We'll just get distracted, tell you the truth about anything. Hallelujah. You just have to be careful. Don't let it be you, the one that get distracted. Because, see, somebody going to need what you got in you. They're going to need that prayer. They're going to need it. Hallelujah. So don't forget to be prayed up. Stay wrapped up. Stay tied up. Stay tangled up in the word. Glory to God. Let's move on. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham. Hallelujah. Let's go on. And Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Now you see what he said. Many will come and the gospel will be preached. Glory to God in a short time. That's what he's saying. It's going to be coming. It's going to come and going to be preached in a short time. You know, we don't have as long as we have been down here. But the thing is, I told him, I said, you hear what I told him? No, I'm trying to gain me a seat in heaven. I don't care what you're doing, Cast them devils out and go on about your business. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday, thank you, Lord, yesterday Elder was talking about obeying leadership. That's very important to obey leadership. Hallelujah. No, that don't mean you're beneath anybody. But that just lets you know how to submit in times of submission. Because if you can't submit to leadership, you ain't gonna submit to nobody. You think you'll be there and submit to a husband? No. Y'all gonna be always bumping heads, baby. No. You think you're gonna submit to a wife? No. Y'all gonna be always bumping heads. Because if you can't submit to leadership and help another man's ministry, hallelujah, it ain't gonna work. It is not gonna work. You know, sometimes we can preach the word and people will believe and grab hold and, you know, it's just like that. Because the Bible says some will be saved and some won't. Because some won't believe. Hallelujah. But are you a believer or are you not? And let's see right here on 12 what he's saying. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, what is he saying? You're going to be cast out into what? Hell. Point blank. You know, now is the time for us to get up and get it right with God. I remember the song they used to sing, get right with God and do it now. Down at the cross where he shedded his blood, get right with God, get right with God. I know y'all remember, glory to God, hallelujah. And this is the time for you to do that. You don't want to be cast out into the outer darkness, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. He said he was healed in that same hour when they were talking. Jesus, when he spoke it, he said, your servant is healed right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't it something when you can get healed like instantly? You know, yes, there's things that you're going to have to wait and tarry for a while. He said, but although the vision tarry, it shall surely come to pass because we serve an awesome God. It ain't that he don't want to give us his miracles for us. Glory to God. It's just that we sometimes give up on the miracle before it gets to us. Hallelujah. The things that we want, because he's trying to get us lined up with what matters first. And then give you the other things later. Because if he give you the stuff now, you wouldn't know how to treat him then. Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I hear a lot, you know, Lord, I'm praying for husbands. I hear for houses, land, cars. And ain't nothing wrong with none of that. I'm not knocking that. But just make sure where you are. Make sure where your spiritual life is. Make sure where who you're connected to. And don't let this stuff disconnect you. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 14. And when Jesus was coming in, into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Look right here. See what happened? When Jesus came in and Peter's mother was laying on the bed, he touched her. And she arose, the fever left her. And what did she do? She went and watched TV. No, she didn't go watch TV. Glory to God. She went on over there and sat down and just didn't do nothing. No, that ain't what she did. She said, well, I'm going to go down to my friend's house. I'm going to go down the corner to my friend's house. No, she didn't do that. Glory to God. She said, well, hold up. Now, I got to go. I'm going to go over here. You know, they watching a game over here. I'm here. Now, Lord, I'm going on over here. No, she didn't do that one. What she did was when she got up, she waited on them. Is it anything that I can do for you, Lord? You healed my body. Oh, good God Almighty. You made me whole again. What can I do for you? Here you go. I'm going to get y'all some water. I'm going to go get y'all some fresh milk. Let me go out here and milk the cow and get y'all some fresh milk. Glory to God. I'm going to go in here and bake a cake and give y'all some. Hallelujah. Is there anything else I can do for you? You see right here, it didn't bother her. All she wanted to do was be healed. Just imagine if he hadn't came along. You just never know where she would have been. That fever could have been so high, it could have caused her to have a stroke. Oh, good God Almighty. He steps in right on time, just like he'll do for you. If you don't know him, you need to know him today. Glory to God. When he stepped in and he laid his hand on her, she was healed right then. Think about it. When he healed the centurion the self same day. Now tell me we don't serve a God that will heal you. We don't serve a miracle working God, because we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look what he did. She did after she got up. She waited on him. She said, hold up. Let me wait on y'all. What do y'all need? Let me help you. What do you need? Let me help you, Pastor. What do you need, First Lady? Let me help you. Do you need me to clean the bathroom? I'll go in there. I'll do that too. Do you need me to sweep the floor? I'll do that too. Do you need me to go out and put some signs up somewhere in some places? You know, we're having some services, and I'll go and do that too. Do you need me, glory to God, to do something for y'all? Just let me know. What do y'all need me to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. She said, what do y'all need me to do? And she waited on them. Let's move on to 16. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. In other words, they had some demons in him, and they brought him to the right place, to the demon box. Good God Almighty. He said, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that y'all come out. Glory to God. Come out. When he said that word, glory to God, said it came out. Because, you see, he was already prayed up, wrapped up. He was ready. Yes, he was Jesus. Hallelujah. But he still prayed. Hallelujah. He still spoke the word and said, come out. He had to call them out. See, that's what you do when you're in, when Jesus is in you, glory to God. When he's in you and you're in Christ, then guess what? Hallelujah. You continue daily to fight. It's an everyday battle. It's an everyday fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's okay. You continue to read his word, because I want to be able to cast out some devils. You say, Lord, I want to be able, Lord God, to set some people free. But you know what's going on so much in this world today? Distraction. It's all about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on a little bit. Let's move to 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esau and the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took all our infirmities and bare our sicknesses on the cross. So guess what? When you labor with the Lord, glory to God, understand he's going to feel you. He's going to constantly feel you. You know, sometimes you feel yourself with too much sweet, too much meat, glory to God, too much TV, too much telephone, too much gossip, hallelujah, and all that. That's what fills you. Instead of Christ filling you, that's what fills you. So guess what? You ain't got nothing else left. Oh, I got to see this picture. This is my favorite picture. Come on, you know that same picture will come on again. They show reruns over and over and over and over and keep going over and over again. So, you know, glory to God, it won't hurt you to skip it and spend some time with the Lord. You know, some of y'all got the recording. What is it, DVD recording? Glory to God, you know, so you can record it and go back and watch it later. So, hey, man, it doesn't matter. Don't miss spending your time with God. Don't miss spending your time in prayer. Don't miss spending your time hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and how he's moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. 20. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. You know, he wasn't being mean. He was just telling them, he didn't have a home. Wherever he go and laid his hat, that was his home. Wherever he went and healed people and set them free, that was his home. He was letting them know, now there's some ground, the groundwork that you got to do if you want to follow me. So when you say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you, that don't mean you're just going to go and, okay, Jesus, I'm going to follow you and I'm going to go home, lay in the bed, and I'm going to watch me 10 hours of TV every day. No, when you said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you, you got to get up off your lazy self and begin to pray, begin to read the word of God, begin to seek him and listen, let him talk to you. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. It's not going to a party over here, taking little JoJo to a party here and a party over there and a party out there. Glory to God. It's not that all the time. Hallelujah. That means you're going to have to follow him and read this word and ask him to give you revelational knowledge, give you wisdom, give you understanding. That's how you follow him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Don't you know Jesus was tired? All the people had been pulling on him and ministering on him. He was down there resting. Glory to God. If he didn't go and get rest a little bit, he wouldn't have had nothing else to give them. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, you may not be able to call the preacher, the pastor, the teacher, amen, and all that. But guess what? If you are prayed up and you're in this word and you're wrapped up and you're tied up, like I said, in this word, then he'll answer. The reason he don't answer because you ain't spent no time with him. So some think 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and Lord, I'm gonna give you 5 minutes, and that'll be it for my whole week. I'm done now. That's it, 5 minutes. No more. 5 minutes. I'm gonna give you 5 minutes, and let's see what you're saying to me. And if you don't say nothing, then you won't want to spend no more time. But you have to consistently. If that's all you got, then hey, you'll move up. Let me just put it like that. But you gotta spend a little bit more than five. Glory to God. And spend time and wait. Because it ain't all about the world system and how the world lives. We serve a miracle-working God. He's yet doing miracles on this earth today. Look how the sun is shining. After all the storms and the hurricanes, and just think about it, and how I beat up on out there in the Bahamas and stuff, and all that was going on. The sun is still shining because he said, I'll be your bright and morning star. Glory to God. He said, the battle is not yours anyway. He said, it's mine, says the Lord. So, you know, he's still performing miracles. Although we had storms and all that happened, you know, he's still a miracle-working God. He could come in and he could send whoever he need in to take care of all that happened. He's still a miracle-working God. Don't forget, just because he's still a miracle-working God, it does not matter what happened. He's still. God is still there. He's in the midst of all that. So don't think you just came and the storm just leveled everything and he's out. No, he's still performing miracles. Glory to God. You just got to look beyond what's going on and look at the miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's an awesome miracle working God. Now, when the storms and everything got to raging, and he was down there asleep, he was taking him a little nap so he can rejuvenate. You know, sometimes when you get off work, you come in, you're tired, glory to God, hallelujah. I know someone said, I'm just tired of all of it, you know. That's what they said, and they go to laughing, you know. I said, okay. And just said, well, I just need a little nap for a little minute. I had to take me a nap, glory to God. Hallelujah. But me, I'm not a nappy person. But, you know, when I just like to just hold off until I go to bed and just get all of it one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's how you are. You're a nappy little person, right? Glory to God. So he was down there just resting in the bottom of the boat. Let's see what he said here. And his disciples came to him and awoke him saying, Lord, save us. We perish. Let's move to 26. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calmness. Now, don't you know the winds and the waves of the sea? Oh, they were raging, hallelujah. They were coming up over the ship, into the ship. Jesus down there asleep. He wasn't worried about it. He was asleep. He was sleeping good because he know, hey, everything is under control. And he got up. See, sometimes you got to get up. Glory to God. You hold up. Oh, ye a little faith, where's your faith? Hallelujah. You sometimes be crying and crying because you ain't read the word. And you know what? Now, you got to learn how to live and walk by the word, because that word is what's going to keep you. Glory to God. And look, it ain't going to be smooth. It is butter. But sometimes you're going to have some little rocky places. But that's when you got to hold on with all you got. Hold on to that rope. Don't let it go. Glory to God. And take it, hallelujah. Take it as it comes and say, you know what? I'm speaking to these winds and the waves, and I said, peace, be still, hallelujah. And it may not be still when you speak it. Glory to God. I'm going to be real with you. But guess what? God is still performing miracles. He ain't left you. He want to see if you're going to stay on track and keep continue on down the road with him. Because whenever the wind and the waves get to raging, then you speak to it and say, peace, be still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just think about it. It's a miracle coming out of it anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although it's raging and the storms are raging, glory to God, and you might get a little uptight, just keep on keeping on, because he's right there. He ain't never left you, because guess what? There's a miracle that's going to come out of that, all that. There's a miracle in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a miracle in it. Glory to God. And let's see right here. Let's go now to 27. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Don't you want to be that person? Say, hold up. I am that person. I got God in me. I have Jesus in me. Glory to God. And my mom always said, me, God, and Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, Mom, who with you? Who else with you? She said, me, God, and Jesus. I said, amen. You don't need nobody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he's always with you, then guess what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can speak it. You know, sometimes how you be out, you be driving along the highway, just going down, minding your own business. Then these cars come out from everywhere. Zip, zap, left, right, glory to God, in the back. Hallelujah. On your bumper, gloves. Oh, my God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, you can speak to that situation and say, get back. In the name of Jesus. If you're on the left, stay on the left. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's where you got to keep your mind focused. And mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he's everywhere and everything that you need him to be. Glory to God. He ain't lost a case. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God that don't lose cases. Hallelujah. But if you stay connected, he can heal. He can set you free. He's a miracle working God. Remember how he healed them that had demons on the inside of them. Glory to God. So if any demons got you captured, hallelujah, we speak to them right now and say, come out down in the name of Jesus and be healed and be whole again. You have to learn how to walk right. You have to learn how to talk right. You got to learn that he is a miracle working God and nothing falls short of his glory. Glory to God. He don't get no glory out of you going through, but he gets the glory out of who you go through with. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Just know that he will, hallelujah, perform a miracle if you need it, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know some people say, well, I don't need a miracle right now, but I'll take your miracle. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he can heal. He cleansed the lepers. You know, hallelujah, back in those days, if they had leprosy, they had to go around saying, unclean, unclean, hallelujah, unclean, hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord. But now all you got to do is go to Jesus and say, Jesus, heal me. You don't even have to go around saying I'm unclean. Hallelujah. You got to go around saying, Lord, I need you to heal me. Heal my body and make it well again. Make me whole again. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare on this day that everything that's on the inside of you, not lined up with the word of God, in the name of Jesus, will come out. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody been having a real bad gossiping spirit. You've been gossiping about everything and that burning and itching ears toward everyone. Glory to God. Well, you need to ask him to heal you of that. Yes, you need delivering from that. And he will if you mean it. Hallelujah. If you believe, he'll heal you. He'll set you free. Hallelujah. Ain't no gouch in heaven. Hallelujah. So we decree and we declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that gouch, whatever it is, we decree that it be healed. You won't go around here walking slew-footed. Say, I can't even put my foot under the cover. Oh, good God Almighty. We decree and we declare that you're healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, to be a miracle-working God. We thank you, Lord God, because you can heal and set them free, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're passing out miracle blessings. You're passing out miracle money in the name of Jesus for the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. For those that think they're on top, oh, glory to God. God said he's going to move you, hallelujah. He's going to move them out of the way because they hadn't did what they were supposed to do with that miracle money that they got. In the name of Jesus, he's going to place some people, hallelujah, in that place over you, hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty, somebody just lost their place because he gave you some miracle money to do the miracle work of the kingdom, and you didn't do it, so he's going to move you out of the way, hallelujah, glory to God, and he's going to place someone else in there. Oh, glory to God, and he's going to let them come with the miracle money to continue on, hallelujah, the ministry. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord. God, we know we serve such a miracle God, a miracle-working God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything, Lord, and in all things. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. There's someone, hallelujah, glory to God, that's coming from the back. You've always been in the back. They always think you had to be behind them. You ain't got to be behind nobody. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't got to be the next in line. You could be, amen, the first in line. Why you want to always say I'm the next in line? I ain't next to nothing. I'm the first one in line. Glory to God. And God's going to give you some miracle money. This money is for the kingdom of God. Glory to God. To be used for the kingdom of God. Of course, he's going to give you a little bit, let you spend it. Hallelujah. Yeah, I heard you say, well, I like a nice purse, nice suit. You can get all that. Hey, man, you can have to set your hat to the side like you do when you go in the church, have the big hat, ladies. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a lady. Oh, God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. It's a woman. Hallelujah. My God. And he's going to give you some miracle money. And what you're going to do is, this money is to further the kingdom of God. Yes, you can go, and I said, you can go and buy your suit and nice hat and your nice shoes. I see you dressed and all that. with your hat set in the side, glory to God, hallelujah, and you got a little, you got this little twist when you go into church, but it's okay, amen, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, it's okay, hallelujah, yes, you can spend a little bit, but remember, this money is for the kingdom of God, this is miracle money, and you got to do what he tells you to do with it, he's going to tell you what to do, hallelujah, but let me help you out, don't forget, hallelujah, to bless those, amen, whom you got it from. The word came from, hallelujah, here, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. We're under the same umbrella. Don't forget it, hallelujah. I'm not calling it out for myself, hallelujah. It's for the kingdom, hallelujah, ministry, glory to God, because we serve an awesome God, so don't forget, hallelujah, how what you're supposed to do. Come back and bless this ministry under the same umbrella. Yeah, they're on Facebook, amen. Hallelujah. Just don't forget it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is moving some people out of the way, huh? Because he's giving them money to do things in the ministry, and they ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Oh, here we go. Here we go. They say, she talking about money. Well, that's all right. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about it till he tell me to quit. Hallelujah. And do you think that all your tithes, amen, go to just, people just want it? Hallelujah. Well, if you feel that way, then what you probably need to do is just keep it. Glory to God. If you want to be blessed, then you release it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You release your tithes because you know the tenth belongs to God anyway. So why do you want to argue with it? You know, they told you several times where you can go back and find all this, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Malachi. Hallelujah. So go back and look it up. Hallelujah. Bring all these tithes into the storehouse so I may have room on my table. Hallelujah. Meat on my table. So I'm telling you, glory to God. It already, the tent already belonged to him. Hallelujah. My God. You know, people don't like to hear about the tent. And I don't talk about money like that. Sometimes he leads me to, so it's okay. Amen. You can flow with it or you can hang up, whatever. Glory to God. Let's just do it. Hallelujah. But you know, the tithes do belong to God. And if you want something, sometimes you got to give like you want to live. Hallelujah. You know, even if when you get money, because sometimes you'll get checks in the mail, you still need to sow some seeds off of those checks in the mail. Yes, you do. And you know they're unexpected, then guess what? You need to give something off of that, too, also. If you give something off every dime that you get from the Lord, it don't matter. If you get a dollar, then guess what? Amen, hallelujah. Then 50% of that belong to God. My God, that's what you got to do. The reason people don't be blessed with a whole lot and sometimes money like that is because you don't do what you're supposed to do with it. Hallelujah. No, this ain't yes, but we going to go with it. Let's roll. Hallelujah. You don't do what you're supposed to do with it. Glory to God. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You know, you shop. Some people are compulsive shoppers. Me, I'm just a sometimes shopper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or I send someone else go out there. This is what I need. Go find it. Glory to God. Amen. Just a little side note. But that's the way it is. So if you want more from God, then you got to do more. If you want something that you never had, you got to do something that you never did. So if you get checks in the mail, then you need to break it off, break it off, break it off. Hallelujah. Because you want to be blessed. And you want God to bless you. You break it off. You know, if you get so tight with your money, ain't nothing going out, ain't nothing going to come in. That's just the way it works. Hallelujah. You know, because, you know, money draw money. And I always tell them, I say, hold up, wait a minute. You know, I say, hold up, I got to have some green money in my purse. Let's fast. Our money going to draw money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is. That means coins going to draw coins. But if you got the dollars, the green dollars in your purse, glory to God, in your wallet, man, guess what? It's going to draw money to you. Hallelujah. Don't ever go around with not nothing, not even a dollar. I used to tell someone that, I said, listen, I said, you always make sure you got a little old wallet. You keep you a few dollars or whatever in that purse. I said, don't you never go around, ain't got not now. If you ain't got not, then ask somebody to give you one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We wasn't intending to go that way, but we done rocked and we done rolled. So glory to God. Hallelujah. He's still performing miracles. So don't ever forget, but stay in his word. You see how he went up on the mountain to pray? He prayed, glory to God. And you can be in your own house and you can pray and say, Lord, you know, you just talk to him and just fellowship with him. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want more of you, and I want everything that you desire for me to have, Lord. Lord, as I read your word, help me, Lord God, and let that word meditate in my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, I want to perform some miracles the miracles that you perform. I want to perform, Lord. You said greater works than these, you know, greater works than these that we should do. But, Lord, you know, Lord, we're falling short down here because we ain't spending enough time with you. We ain't spending enough time on the mountaintop. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're spending enough time over in the stores, yes, over in this one and that one and all that and shopping and all that. They got a sale over here, you're gone. They got one over here, you're gone. And yeah, enough time at that, but you ain't spending enough time in his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I don't want you to forget to make sure that you tune in next for a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Minister Elaine Jackson, that's coming up next. You got a 30-minute break, and then Minister Elaine will be coming with the fire and the power of God. So I want to make sure that you listen in. That's the, you know, so faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, amen. You can hear what's coming up next from Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Forgive me of all my sin, Lord. I repent of everything that I've done unrighteous, Lord God, because I want to be righteous and whole with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Now you are a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. So grab hold and get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Miracles. Miracles, miracles, hallelujah. That miracle money is coming. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do with it. Don't get straight away from the path. Oh, my God, don't do it. Let me tell you again, don't do it. Don't do it. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction so we can get out of here and give you a little break, get you a sip of water. You might want to go and get some of that fried chicken today. You know, most of people's fried chicken on Sunday. Okay, let's go on. Amen. I'm going to get a benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Have a great afternoon.